tax.
I hope you had a fabulous weekend. It's the start of yet another one here in August. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. A lot of what we talk about is the anger that seems to be bubbling over in this country and the fact that you have a vote and you can do something about it. If you don't like your representative, stop talking about it. Go out and make your vote count. Enough people do that. You'll see some big turnarounds in this country. Last week we were talking to somebody on the show who ran for Congress, if you remember, and mentioned the fact that, don't forget, if enough people were to do it, you would see some big changes. It's all about hanging on to the job. Nobody wants to lose the job that they love. And trust me, if somebody steps away from it, either their hands in the cookie jar or they've gone on to something else to make more money. But for the most part, if it's a gig they can hang on to in the Washington power base, that's what's happened. And they hang on with a death grip. So you do have the chance to make your vote count. Don't forget about that. And that's, 85, 86 days away from now. You can do that. Whether you vote early or whether you go later or whatever, who cares? A vote is a vote is a vote. And if you don't know who your representatives are, because all the House seats are up and there are 37 Senate seats up for grabs, certainly email me. Don't be afraid to do that at americatonight.net, and I'll tell you whatever I can about whoever it is that is running in your area. Guantanamo is gearing up for the first trial under this president. That's something that hasn't been talked about too much, and I guess because there's so many other things on the front burner, but this is pretty significant to say the least when you think of the arguments over closing Guantanamo. And remember, that was supposed to be, according to this administration, was supposed to be closed in January. That didn't happen. Congress had the big fat vote on that, and that would cost a ton of money. So the Pentagon specifically is holding these military commission sessions this week for two people who are being detained, a Canadian who goes on trial for killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, and an aide to Osama bin Laden who's going to be sentenced after pleading guilty in a deal with prosecutors. And this whole tribunal system that stopped after the president took office, the current president, is now bubbling back to life with lawyers and a lot of human rights people who are upset and observing what's going on, and more people that are going to be observers who will be at the, or who already are at the base in southeastern Cuba to be part of Monday's proceedings in the two courtrooms anyway at Guantanamo. And there have been a couple of changes that actually help the people who are detained. We know this, right? But the whole tribunal system, the military commissions and the arguments over how to try the people at Gitmo, is that tug of war we're constantly discussing on America Tonight. The original idea to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others for the role in 9/11, ridiculous, in New York, and that got shot down after initially being praised. Well, these trials, as I said, the first under Obama, are only, by the way, the third at Guantanamo. This is what Bush put into place for prosecuting the terrorist suspects from 9/11 and was shot down and was attacked. There was all kinds of legal setbacks and more than a basketful of challenges, and now this is back up again. And the one trial is, you've got a Toronto-born son of an alleged Al-Qaeda financier whose pretrial stuff starts on Tuesday. His name is Omar Khadr, and he's accused of that grenade attack that I mentioned that killed an army sergeant from Albuquerque during a fight in Afghanistan, he gets life, or that would be a maximum life sentence if he's convicted of his charges, which would be murder, conspiracy, and spying. He's denying he threw the grenade and saying he should get leniency because he was only 15 when he was captured. And what's interesting is Kadar's attorney held a news conference on Sunday and said President Obama has decided to write the next sad, and he used this word, pathetic chapter in the book of military commissions. And unfortunately, the president is starting the commissions in the case of a child soldier. Now, and here's what I would say to that. Why is it the victim is never taken into consideration? What about the guy who's killed by the grenade, whose family loses him in New Mexico, back in New Mexico? Oh, well, so sorry, this was just a child. I can't go there with this lawyer at all. And we're talking about military commissions. They're talking about the fact that the defendant's age might be considered at sentencing if he's convicted. But so what does that mean? The Supreme Court, remember, before they took off last week, rejected a last-ditch request to halt the trial on grounds that the system was unconstitutional, so that didn't work. And then you have the other case where you have the Sudanese guy who pled guilty last month to one count of each of conspiracy and providing material support for terrorism. And he was accused of acting as an accountant, a supply chief, a cook for Al-Qaeda during the 90s, all through the 90s, when the terrorist network was centered in the Sudan and Afghanistan. And then, remember, he's a guy who also was a bodyguard for bin Laden. Both of these guys have been held at Guantanamo since 2002. Speaking of detainees, these are detainees of a different sort. You know, the escapees from that Arizona prison, they've been making headlines lately. Seems that they might be at Yellowstone Park. At least that's the latest. Here's Robert Schilling talking about the Arizona connection and the whereabouts of these inmates that have been convicted of murder.
The public needs to be vigilant more than anything. Not alarmed, not scared, but vigilant, paying attention for suspicious circumstances, suspicious individuals. We still have every reason to believe that the three are still linked together and assisting each other in the furtherance of their criminal activity.
Ooh, and the crazy thing about this was the fact that they had some woman on the outside who was helping them, got the wire cutters to them, they cut a hole in the fence, and they were able to escape that way, and now they're supposedly believed to be at Yellowstone Park in the Montana, Wyoming area. They don't know the exact whereabouts, but they believe that's where they are. They're putting up billboards, and America's Most Wanted did something. The more the faces get out there, the more the potential for actually capturing these folks. Coming up on the flip side, technical problems over at Apple. Some heads roll, or at least somebody decides to be the sacrificial lamb. We got that, and plus this strange shooting in New York. Stay with us.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I'll tell you, it's always a sad reality check when you hear about stories like this next one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. If we look at the police blotter, and, you know, we used to do that a lot, and we've kind of skipped over that, maybe because we're all so up in arms about other things. But this story comes from Brooklyn, where there was just a complete imbecile, and that's being kind, who wounded a two-year-old girl during a vicious gunfight, and who was murdered yesterday less than 2 weeks after he got out of jail without bail. And this guy had a rap sheet that was longer than, you know, 6 feet arms on both sides. Ridiculous. 22 arrests and a pending felony charge for this Vincent Carmona, 24-year-old guy, too. So he's let out 5 days after he shot the two-year-old girl in front of her home in Coney Island. And then he was found shot dead three times, twice in the chest, once in the neck. And it happened right in the afternoon. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and just blocks from where he hit the girl. And the girl was riding her bike in the front of her house when she was hit by a slug. That's what happened, and I guess this was a revenge deal. I mean, but the guy was a scumbag. There's no other way to put it. He had arrests for robbery and drug possession and all kinds of things, and one guy described, it's interesting, Gerald Kelly said it sounded more like a war zone. Here's what he said.
I heard at least 20 to 30 gunshots. Me and my son were just coming in from a performance. Got out of the cab and just heard it sound like Vietnam out here.
Yeah, isn't that awful? And like I mentioned, we were talking about in the afternoon. It's lucky that there weren't more people that could have been innocent bystanders in this whole thing that might have been struck, which is apparently what happened the first time around with the two-year-old. You just, it is like a reality check when you think of how some people live and how some kids are forced to live and just down the street from drug houses and violence, potential violence all around them. And that's a sad story. She's recovering and hopefully she pulls through it. The latest is that it looks like she's going to pull through. He's done with, but 24 years old, what a waste of a life. And what a terrible tragedy in Brooklyn, but certainly not the last. They've got a lot of things that happen in that area. All right, we move on to something completely different. This story has been talked about a lot, and it has to do with the iPhone and the new iPhone and the problems with that phone and the antenna. And because of that, you had one executive who quit, basically. I think he was probably forced to quit. How that antenna problem wasn't realized, especially with Apple, because Apple is the bomb. Apple is what all kids talk about. Anybody younger, certainly, they want nothing to do with anything with the PCs. It's all about the Apple brand. And Steve Jobs has done a great job of really pushing that out there. But this was a blunder, to say the least. So here's what Jobs had to say about the antenna, what they're doing, all that kind of stuff.
This is life in the smartphone world. Phones aren't perfect. And it's a challenge for the whole industry. Every phone has weak spots. Most every smartphone we've tested behaves just like this when it's in a relatively weak signal area and you grip it in a certain way that's not unusual. It's got these integrated antennas right in the structure of the phone. It's never been done before. This is part of some brilliant engineering, which actually uses the stainless steel band as part of the antenna system. And so, one thing...
Yeah, it sounded good when he announced it, but it's not so good. It's never good when you can't get reception. You know what? When it comes down to it, it's awesome whether you have a Droid or an iPhone or whatever it is that you're sporting. When you can do 10 million different things and you've got these apps and, you know, that can open your car door or whatever. But the bottom line is, the basic usage is that you can communicate, that you can get on the cell phone and be able to do it, you know, be able to call home, be able to get in touch with whoever is on the other end and not be tied up because of your antenna that wraps around the outside of it that's part of it. And I guess they didn't take that into consideration with what it would be like when you were carrying this thing around. Matt, you and I have talked about this before. Aren't you a T-Mobile guy?
I am. I have an Android phone.
And do you like, I mean, isn't the basic thing, though, is that you have to be able to get, you have to be able to call, even though it does all these other cool things, you don't like it if you can't call.
Right.
Because you might text and everything else, but you got to be able to have the reception. You have to be able to do that.
Yeah, and you still need the reception to do all the texting and internet and what else that you're going to do.
Yeah, so to me, what happened was I think they're, and I could be wrong, but it seems like they were rushing to push this out to get out there first, that they were going to be the 4G person, they were going to get it out, they're going to push it out, and maybe there was a shortcut or two without realizing it on the part of Apple. Maybe. Because really, you think of the things that they've designed in the past, and you do have to give them credit. It is pretty amazing, the technology and the development of the technology. And, of course, in the beginning, there are always kinks that you have to deal with. But the kind of money that people were spending for it, you got to have that. Got to have the reception, no doubt about it. All right, speaking of reception, this guy, I don't understand the couple of times he's come to New York, he's gotten a decent reception from some people, not all. But to me, Ahmadinejad and the crazy amounts of sand that he kicks in our eyes is I think it's time to cut this guy out. And he's like cancer that just keeps on growing back. So now the latest thing is Ahmadinejad said over the weekend that the September 11th, 2001 attacks were exaggerated. And he says, you know, he's known for anti-American and anti-Israeli talk, but he said the attacks with the hijacked airliners on New York and Washington, D.C., were just trumped up as an excuse for the United States to invade Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, there are people who believe that, but he was talking at a Tehran conference, and he said there's no evidence that the death toll at the World Trade Center, and this is my angle on it, it's not about the attacks themselves, but the amount of life. He's saying there's no evidence that the amount was as high as reported, and he said the Zionists had been tipped off in advance, and that the media created and prepared public opinion so that everyone considered an attack on Afghanistan and Iraq as their right, and that absolutely no Zionists were killed in the World Trade Center attacks, according to Ahmadinejad. Well, of course, we know that's a bunch of crap, because certainly there are lists and lists of people that are miles long, and many of them are Jewish folks. There were even some Muslims who died at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the plane that hit the Pentagon, and in the field in Shanksville, too. So the 3,000 people come from the list of the people that were on the planes that were killed. So there's no denying that number. If you want to debate as to what happened and what happened with the one building number 7, and all that other sort of stuff, I get it. But in the case of the actual death toll, I'm sorry. This is him at his best, and that's what he does. He said that there were no reports that reveal their names, but in fact, that's wrong. If you go down to the World Trade Center site, or more commonly known as Ground Zero, you'll see plaques with all kinds of people's names on them. And in fact, the names have been read off by relatives in honor of their deaths every single year to remember them. That's absolutely false, but we know that. It's just another one of his verbal moments where he tries to provoke something, but nobody bites. Hang with us, more to come.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flaxseed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flaxseed available. Benefits of golden flaxseed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flaxseed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
The Supreme Court, how much of a difference will that make? We'll talk about that coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. I mentioned this before we stepped away. She gets sworn in over the weekend along the ideological lines, especially in some of those high-profile cases. I don't think you're going to see anything change. 5-4, 5-4, 5-4. I mean, almost put it in stone, I'm telling you. She steps into the shoes of Stevens. Pretty much it's a wash from that perspective. And I hate to beat a dead horse. There's too many roaming around in the studios of America Tonight. But it's obviously the next Supreme Court justice after that, you may see a flip there. But there are some big cases coming up. Definitely no question about that. All right, I'm going to get on the case of the TSA. For a lot of reasons, I could really pound on what the government is doing at the airports, but I think this latest thing with body scanners is way over the top. And I guess the more I chewed on this, the more I asked some questions and scratched the surface a little bit, the more I didn't like what I was seeing. So for me personally, yeah, I want to be really safe as somebody who flies, and I want my family members to be safe. But do I feel comfortable with my 9-year-old nephew being scanned where you can pretty much see everything? It looks like a naked photograph, like he went through a full body imaging thing, which he would be doing if he went through the body scanners, and think that some idiot's got that stored somewhere. I don't know. That's just it's too over the top for me. You may feel a little bit differently about this subject and say, hey, no matter what, all's fair when it comes to protection, but because of the things that have happened in the years after, including this year, after 9/11, I don't really think, to be honest, we're that much safer. In some senses, perhaps, maybe we trick ourselves into thinking that, but the thing that hasn't happened enough, and I've heard this from people at three major airports, is the screening of the people who work at the airports. Because guess what? They have access. They're the ones who can get in behind the scenes and do the damage. And we've already seen it almost happen. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, good evening, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm great. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I sure did. I wanted to get to this body scanning thing. And I haven't thought about it much because I'm not someone of great report that flies a lot. But on these scans, I mean, can you see the details of a woman's breast?
Yes.
Can you see genitalia?
Yes.
Well, I mean, can't they...
Do it another way.
Well, don't they have women screening women?
Well, I think that you would think that they would do it that way, but apparently it's just who's ever happens to be there.
Well, I think that'd be a must. Women have to treat women.
I would think so, too, and vice versa.
I would think that somebody like yourself, you may not consider, but you're a celebrity. You know, somebody might buy something like that. I mean, those have to be destroyed within a certain amount of time. Aren't they destroyed when the flight terminates?
They were supposed to be, but there's no guarantee of that, and that's what came out like last week when the story broke about what was going on in Orlando with the courthouse and the fact that they saved the images of 35,000 different images. Then the worry came up about, well, geez, is that the same thing that could happen with the TSA? And because it's so new, the technology's there, but because it's so new in its utilization, the answer was, oh, well, yeah, we were supposed to destroy it, but it was very iffy as to how they do that, could they store it, and they can. All those machines have the capability of it, so they're supposed to destroy it, but I don't think that they do all the time.
Well, that's something that just has to be a must, Kate.
It's a must, absolutely.
Because you might have an actress somewhere who has had breast cancer surgery, has a prosthesis of some kind. I don't know for sure, but some of those have metal in them, some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to show up on a scan.
Right, and think about this. You bring up a good point. Think about the privacy issues. Like, we'll just take it, forget the normal Joe, because you're going down this road. Whoever, somebody uber famous, whatever, especially LAX, heavily traveled, JFK, heavily traveled by well-known people, Heathrow, heavily traveled. And they know that they make enough money from the National Enquirer, whoever, that you're right. You know what? Somebody would, I bet you, be willing to even sell that image because of the money they could make. If there was something that would show up on the image, oh, I could see it. I could see it being published, absolutely.
Yeah, well, be honest with me. Is this a concern of yours?
It's not a concern of mine that somebody would sell my image, but
yeah.
But I think it's a concern of the whole privacy thing, that it's just too far over the top.
Well,
I think it's too far over.
No, I think you're taking your importance a little too lightly. But,
you're a nice guy.
It would seem it's a difficult issue. I understand that, and like I say, I don't fly much. Nobody'd be interested whatsoever in my body, I can assure you. But in thinking about this and understanding your feeling about it and your concern about it, I have a tendency to agree that they've got to come up with something else pretty quick here,
or lay down
some very strong guidelines. And if those images aren't destroyed within a certain amount of time, they're going to have to burn somebody pretty bad.
That's what I think. And the problem is, unfortunately, how many times have we been let down? How many times have we been gone down this road and something has happened completely 180 degrees differently? I don't trust it. I don't trust the situation. You know what it's like? It's like this Pentagon in a much different way. I'm going to just stretch this analogy here. But it's like this Pentagon leak. How many people had access to classified documents that now could end up hurting some of the troops in Afghanistan and some of the informants for sure in Afghanistan. Well, how many people saw those classified documents? How many eyes were on them? How come there wasn't a stricter procedure so that so this wouldn't happen and that it would only be top generals or top people in the field, not just somebody who's a specialist who's a private? I think that's ridiculous. And maybe that would have been avoided. Maybe there wouldn't have been a leak of that magnitude. I mean, we could say, hey, maybe there's some information that was out there. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying from the perspective of trusting the line, trusting who's supposed to see what and who's supposed to do what. Do you really trust the people that you see when you go through the TSA I'll call them counters, but go through the security checks in all these airports? I got to say no.
Well, I wouldn't either, but I think one thing we have to do, Kate, is we have to make the penalty
strict.
So strict.
Yeah.
That it isn't worth the gamble.
That's right. It's not worth the gamble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking somebody lets go of an image of somebody they shouldn't. You know, they ought to give them 5 years to think it over.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to have to really screen. We're going to have to really change the way we look at TSA people. And if you do violate this, this is what's going to happen to you. It's going to be a criminal procedure. Can you imagine? Boy, I think they'd handle they would handle the whole body scanning thing a little bit differently. Hey, Dale, as always, you're terrific on the air. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, the football game was great. Montreal won by 4. You know, I'd start with that.
Okay, so tell me about Montreal. They won by how many points?
4.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there was somebody sitting in our like I said, it was a private box. It was in the end zone, which I love sitting in. I love sitting in the end zone because I get to see plays develop. There was one girl acting really, like, snooty, like, you know, she didn't like the color scheme of the uniform, said, oh, you know, and we found out later she was the niece of one of the vice presidents.
Then see, you had good seats, and that's what happens.
No, she was a niece, and she knew squat about football.
Okay, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, anyway, that's besides the point. Okay, for a guy who's been to Israel a few times, because you were talking about, you know, security and all that.
Sure.
Okay, now, there are certain things, I mean, I just saw something recently, because they were talking about it here in Canada about this body searching thing, and they have some at Pearson Airport in Toronto and here in Montreal, that there are some people who, they ask some travelers, how do you feel? Some people would feel very uncomfortable, as usual. And so there are some other people, hey, if it means, you know, saving a few lives, we don't want to have another underwear bomber or whatever.
Right.
Great. But if I'm not correct, because I've also read where you can also have the option of being patted down, too.
Right.
Okay, so my attitude would be, hey, the only person to get to see my body naked, so I have the strange feeling that the new Supreme Court justice is going to be hearing something like this soon, because I'm thinking someone's yelling right to privacy on this.
Oh, absolutely. It is a privacy issue thing. Absolutely. 100%. Hands down. And there has to be an alternative. That's the thing. If it's the pat down,
right.
If it's whatever, you know, it's one thing to have a pat down versus having an image of you that is see-through that they can store, and you have to trust that they're getting rid of the image. That's bothersome, especially when it comes to thinking. I think especially when it comes to thinking about children, really, Sam, that's, to me, is even worse than adults going through it, I guess. And that, more than anything, has been kind of where I'm going with it, what I'm looking at. I'm thinking of the kids. I'm thinking of the little kids. I'm, you know, even the teenagers. Hey, we're up against it, pal. Thanks. We'll talk to you in the next couple of days, I'm sure, here on ATN. Coming up around the flip side, we got odds and ends. That includes the Kagan stuff that I'm mentioning. Also, some other things that happened over the weekend that you might have missed. What's the latest on the search for those prison escapees? Where could they be? We'll tell you about that, too. Hang with us.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
DJ Frost, our friend and international pilot, is in Shanghai, China, and he joins us live from China. DJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. Hello from the PRC, as they call it around these parts.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, luckily, the part of China where you are, you've heard about this, obviously. It's probably all over the news there about the mudslides. I mentioned it in the intro that there was like 1,300 people missing from a tiny town there. I guess there's some bad flooding, and that caused all the mudslides. But I think where you, is it kind of dry where you are, or is it kind of wet there, too?
Yeah, it's kind of just like Florida where I am. It's hot and sticky and 93 degrees out, so it's pretty nice down here. We're in the southern part of China at this place, yeah.
Yeah, how long are you in China for?
I'm here this weekend and next weekend. I'm actually flying some freight. We're contracted for a freight carrier, and we're flying freight from China over to the Middle East this month.
Ooh.
That's what I'm doing this month, yeah.
What's that like? What's the flight like? First of all, what's the flight like when you're talking about China to the Middle East? And also, what are the regulations like?
Well, we have to get a lot of overfly permits for the countries we go through, and especially like the Indian and Pakistan airspace. We talk to their controllers, and everything has to be set up just right so we have permission to fly through their airspace. And the same thing when we leave the Middle East, and we fly right over Iraq, Iran, coming out of Abu Dhabi is where we originated from.
Oh, there you go. Hey, there's something we've been talking about a lot on this show, and now the big story broke last week, and I was just mentioning this, about the fact that with this whole body scanning thing, now we find out, like in Orlando in the courtroom, they were storing images, and then that can happen with the machines that the TSA will have, that they'll be able to store images and that kind of stuff. I'm surprisingly, because I'm all about flight safety, I'm not for the body scanners for a couple of different reasons. What are some... First of all, what do you think of the body scanners, and what would be some alternatives to the whole idea of doing the body scanners?
Well, I've done the body scanner several times out of Fort Lauderdale, and I personally don't mind it. I mean, it's a little more hassle as far as taking off my belt and giving them everything in my pockets and everything like that. However, I don't have any problem with it. I think it's something that, of course, can be fine-tuned considerably for people like you that do have those kinds of concerns, because there is, it's this age of information showing up in all the kinds of crazy places, so that does have to be looked at more closely. Now, Europe, I have not run into it too much out of Europe just yet, but you know what, they're a little more strict, though, in their screening, and seems like they really make everybody take off their belts, take off, empty their pockets entirely. So, unless they can find some kind of uniform method in order to comply worldwide, then maybe it's just the best we have right now.
You've been flying for a long time. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think, DJ? How safe are we these days?
I'm feeling pretty safe. I've done a lot of flying. I mean, last month, for instance, I went around the world twice within a 3-week period, and that was a combination of flying my own airplane and commercialing on Air France. I went on them a couple of times. So I go on a lot of different airlines, and I observe their safety precautions and measures, things like that. And I think overall, I think they're doing a good job. They're really scanning a lot of people. They're really very adamant about, the liquids, those kinds of things in the bags. And, it is an inconvenience in some respects, yet, they're really watching and monitoring people. And there's a lot of levels of security at a lot of these European airports that I've seen, even more so than the United States lately.
Yeah. Something you and I have talked a lot about in the past has been this whole thing with geese and them and geese hitting engines. We've talked about what's happened over New York and, of course, the plane landing in the Hudson, the miracle in the Hudson is now known as. And then I saw this story the other day about an eagle hitting a jet's engine and halting in a flight in Alaska. Nobody heard or anything like that, but a concern there. Is that a big problem, too? I mean, just any kind of birds, besides, I just think geese, but are there other types of birds and whatnot that sometimes find their way into the engine?
Oh, yeah, that's funny you should bring this up, because earlier this year I had that coming out of Guayaquil, Ecuador. We were lifting off, and we did suck in a bunch of birds into the number three engine. And we did have to dump fuel and return to Guayaquil and do an emergency approach and landing. Our airplane, however, has three engines, so we only had, one engine that was gone at that moment. So, we were a little bit better off than, the U.S. Airways airplane where they lost both engines. You know what? It all depends on the situation. I think it depends a lot of times on the season, the birds going around, where they're migrating to. In this instance, I believe it was just some vultures there down in Ecuador that were flying around, in dusk in the early evening at that point. The planes fly fine on one or on two engines. That's why they have many engines on airplanes. So, I mean, we turn on our radar. A lot of airports, the radar on the airplane seems to get birds out of the way. They don't like that beam coming out towards them. And a lot of airports are working a lot to make a lot of noise to scare off the birds. I don't know if anybody's been at an airport, and I don't know if you're taxiing out to the airplane. All of a sudden, it sounds like a shotgun noise. What airports do, like at JFK, they put out these little sensors, and I think when they know there's a lot of birds in an area, it sends off this shotgun noise and scares off the birds. So I think it's going to be a, you know, it's always, they're always going to be around, and we just have to share the skies with them.
Yeah, no kidding. And looking at what's happening with airline travel, and, you know, this is a common story. People want to get there faster, but now flights are being cut down. Pilots are making less money. You know this from your career and what happened after 9/11. I've heard a lot of pilots talk about that and those kind of tales. Where do you think we are as far as the pilots and the crews on these flights? Because to me, I think it's, I just, it, to me, it's awful that you'll have a pilot who's got like 3 gigs. So how can he focus on the one thing he's doing when he's got to feed his family and he's not making enough money? Do you see this inequity changing?
I do, as a matter of fact, Kate, because Congress has just passed stricter guidelines for pilots that go in the cockpits. They're requiring a minimum of 1,500 hours now for pilots flying these regional jets and these larger turboprops at that level. I think eventually in the next few years, especially around 2013, 14, there's going to be a lot of retirements. And I think that market finally is going to start shrinking for qualified pilots. And they're going to have to pay more money for the qualifications that they seek for people to fly in these airplanes, especially these more sophisticated aircraft that are coming out, the newer 787, the newer Airbuses, things like that. So I think it's eventually going to turn around. I'm hopeful of that happening. And it never has made sense to me of these low wages, especially when there hasn't been a lot of hiring at the majors and these regional airlines are having pilots stay there for a longer time. Because back in the 80s, when I was doing it at the regional airlines, they figured, well, you're only going to be there a couple of years and then you're going to go to the major airlines. So that was their reasoning then for training their pilots and having them fly their airplanes for the lower wages then. It's a different time and a different era considerably now, and there's no reason that the same wages that I made back in the 1980s should still be being paid at that level. However, then it comes to, are people willing to pay more money to fly on aircraft in order to help these wages? And, you know, that's the whole thing, especially with, you know, airlines now charging for overhead bin space and things like that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, DJ, nice talking to you. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you. And everybody can find out some other things I've been up to at pilotdjfrost.com. And I got some good interviews on there that I've done in some other places. And see some pictures there from my adventures in Afghanistan last month.
Oh, all right. We'll check that out. Thanks, DJ. You have a good one.
You're welcome, Kate. Anytime.
All right, how about that? This guy is everywhere. He's like the international man. We heard what he had to say about the body scanners and the fact that he wasn't concerned that he went through it in Florida. It wasn't to him, it wasn't a big deal, but he understands the concerns and that there has to be accommodations for people who don't want to go through the body scanner. And now there's been more of an outcry because of the fact of the storing of the images. Once that side of it broke, it's like we never really get the whole story. Okay, we're putting in these machines, but oh, by the way, we're going to store the images of you. My, oh, my. All right, we're talking a little more about that. Plus, Kagan, sworn in over the weekend. She is the third female on this current Supreme Court. Will it really make that much of a difference? Stay with us.